I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1914. That was the day that the Miners' Union Day Parade was scheduled in Butte, Montana. In spite of the festivities, trouble was brewing down in the copper mines. Many of the miners were growing increasingly aggravated with the Butte Miners' Union Local 1, part of the Western Federation of Miners. Local 1 had been established in 1893, but some thought the union was too closely affiliated with the mine owners. Wages had been stagnant for more than three decades, despite the fact that the price of copper had more than doubled during that time. Mine owners stirred the pot even more by hiring Pinkerton detectives to infiltrate the union, instructed to promote violence. The day before the parade, 1,200 miners refused to show their union cards at the Speculator Mine. This meant that they were turned away from work. The next day, the miners' parade was met with jeers and taunts. Some of the protesters chased the union officials, who were riding in the parade on horseback. The angry crowd swelled and decided to attack the union headquarters. They ripped apart the union offices and tore out the union safe. They took the safe to a field and blew off the door with dynamite, finding $1,350 inside. Alderman Frank Curran tried to disperse the crowd, but they tossed him out of the second-story window of the union's office. Fortunately, he landed in a pile of carpeting that had been ripped out by the angry mob. He escaped with a broken arm and dislocated ankle. 10 days later, an unknown assailant blew up the Miners' Union Hall. Citing the violence they had encouraged as an excuse, the mining company declared it would no longer recognize the union.
Labor History in Two brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.